Good day, my people of Nigeria, sons and daughters of Igbo land, academic intellectuals, human rights activists, religious leaders, and elders of Nigeria, Ohaneze Ndị Igbo, parents, guardians, and the security agents of Nigeria. I call upon you this day to alert you on the happenings and what is happening currently in Nnamdi Azikiwe University, Awka, in Anambra State. My people, I'm one of the 400 level students of agricultural science. In my school now, there's a life-threatening situation. The dean of my school, Professor Ernest Igwe, and Vice Chancellor Professor Charles Esimone, is about taking us to Mweje, Ifitogwai Forest, for a suicide mission, all in the name of practical. Please, my people, that so-called Ifitogwai Mweje Forest, as we all know, is the den for Fulani herdsmen. That is why I'm crying. I want to plead with all of you, my people, to look into this matter thoroughly and make sure they stop this mission automatically. It's not that very place now. It's no longer news that our country now is in chaos. Our country is in anarchy and doom because of the terrorists invading our country, especially us, the students. Us, the students, are those now that are the target. Our lives are no longer safe because we students are now their target. They are bent in putting tears in the eyes of our parents and loved ones. Every day we keep losing our loved ones, the leaders of tomorrow. It baffles me to say that they want to take us there in this anarchy situation. In this period now, why now, my people, why now? Why now that everywhere and there we keep hearing of missing students, we keep hearing of kidnapped, adopted students every time? Why now? Why now, my people? In that my school, people have been graduating every day from that same department over the years without going to any forest for any practical. Is there no land again? I want to ask this question. Is there no land again in Awka? Is there no other place at all, any civilized place in Anambra State where there is security and freedom? What have we done to Professor Ernest? What have we done to Professor Charles? Is it a crime to be a student of agriculture in Anambra State? Is it a crime? Our lecturers are not even helping matters at all. They want to sell us for money. Please, I want the governor of Anambra State, His Excellency William Obiano, to be aware of what is happening in our state now. This is inhuman. It is obvious that Professor Charles and Professor Ernest have a plan already. Please come to our aid. Please come to our aid and investigate this matter thoroughly. Ndị Igbo kunienu. Ndị Igbo kunienu. Amam na ndị Igbo nwe mmadụ. Ndị Igbo bikonu kunienu. Igbo nonu nonu n'ezi. Kunienu na mkpamkpachi ikpa. Ekpumake bụ n'Abia State, we've not seen them. And now Dean and VC wants to put us in a thick forest. The one that when they start attacking us, they will not hear our name, not to mention of the wild animals there. Okwu ụmụaka ka na-achị bupu one by one. We are still in tears over that same abduction of the students in Abia State. Please come to our rescue. Please come and investigate this matter. Please come and help us. ASU, I'm calling on ASU, the human rights activist. Please, I want you both to look into this matter thoroughly. Look into this matter thoroughly and quickly, please. Because this man, the VC and the Dean, Professor Charles and Professor Ernest, has given us 2 weeks ultimatum to either go to Ifitogwai or risk not graduating. This is a critical time now, and they're imposing it on us to go to a life-threatening environment. The worst is that he's threatening our graduation and that he's going to force us to go there if we prove stubborn. Who is this teacher? Is this man a teacher at all? I thought a teacher is meant to protect the student's interest. The one we have here, Professor Charles and Professor Ernest, these ones have exchanged our interest for money. Please, this thing is very obvious that the dean and VC does not have any attribute of a teacher at all. They do not have what it takes to be a teacher. A teacher, I know, is meant to be a good thinking model, somebody a forecaster to the future, somebody that is meant to be kind, somebody that is meant to be patient. But this case, the reverse is the case. Please, we need help. Please, we need help. Please come and help us. Imagine they take us to that forest now and they rape me. Imagine the trauma I'll go through once they rape me. 200 men on me. Oh, please, please, me and the girls among us, please help us. Nigeria, home and abroad, all over the world, please come and help us. Killing of students now is now turning into a new normal. We don't want to die. Please, we don't want to die. Please help us now that we are still alive. All over the news, what we keep seeing is missing students, abducted students, dead students here and there. It is trending everywhere, in Kaduna, in Kano, in Abia, everywhere. Please, it is very, very obvious Professor Ernest Igwe has a very wicked plan. Him and his co-worker, Professor Charles, both of them has a very wicked plan against us. He wants to go and abandon us there to die. Biko nundibo, unage kwe kanka ame, unage kwe kanka ame, unekwana kanka ame, okwa no sisi mane yebu ya hule bohu. Ndibo biko nunekwe kwana, ndibo biko nunekwe kwana. Professor Ernest Igwe and Professor Charles have to sign undertaking. They need to sign undertaking for the protection of all of us in Izik as a whole. These people have the mind to conceive such plan in their mind. They do not have fatherly love. They are stone-hearted. They do not have human conscience at all. So they must take it by force. They must have to sign undertaking for the protection of every soul inside Unizik, else the law will face them. Nigeria, home and abroad, the whole world, please, we need your help. Life is just once. We do not want to die. We don't want to go to Fitogwarumweje forest. That place is it's very, very dangerous for us. It is a no for us. And Professor Ernest and Charles wants to impose it on us because they feel they have authority. Because they have authority in the school over us. They are imposing it on us. Please, if these people want to shut down Nigerian school entirely, they should do so. Instead of tormenting us, we are people's children. We are the ones who will become leaders of tomorrow. If they kill us today, who will stand for them tomorrow in the future? Please, instead of tormenting us like this, they should just stop the whole thing entirely. They can't come and be killing us after spending money from year one, reading and hustling all through those years to become somebody. They will take us somewhere and kill us. Please, please come to our aid. Ndibo Nine, come. Stand up, Nigeria, stand up. This is a very serious issue. We've been on this issue since 400 level before COVID-19 crisis. Please stand up and come and help us. In this condition, what we say is we need your help. Please, we need your help until it gets to the top, gets to the people that matters. Please, we need your help until this thing gets to the people that matters, so that something will be done to stop this. Because I know that no matter where their level or rank of operation is, their plan or agenda will not work if you people stand up to come and help us. Please help us. Please help us. We don't want to go there and go and die. We cannot, after 400 level, go to Fitogwari, go to that place. It's a very thick forest. Please, if I'm calling on Ohandeze, Ohandeze and to follow them, Professor Charles and Professor Ernest. Go there with enough security. Go to that place and look at where they want us to go to. Go to that place and look around the place. You will see it's a very thick forest. Go to that place with enough security. Imagine where they want to put us with only 3 vigilante people to look after us. Please, people should come and help us. I am your humble daughter. Please share this message and save our lives. Please save our lives from hands of terrorists. Please share this message. Share this message so it will go around to everybody who needs to hear this. Please help us. We don't have time. 2 weeks ultimatum is what this man has given to us. If not, we will not graduate. He is saying if we don't go to Fitogwari, if we don't go to that place, that we are not going to graduate. That if we prove stubborn, he's going to force us to go there. That we cannot do anything about it. Please help us. Bikonu, the dean's name is Professor Charles. Professor Charles Esimone, and the VC's name is Professor Igwe, Professor Ernest Igwe. Please help us. Help us share this message. Let it go round. Let it go to those it needs to go to. Biko Nila Nayaka, Ayachoriumu, we don't want to die. People are dying. Students are dying here and there now. Please, we don't want to die. Please help us share this message. Thank you.